What up, what up, what up? It's your man, Alvin Majet here, better known as Top Notch Bartender. This is another episode of what? Conversations with a Bartender. What up, everybody? Hope everybody doing good this evening. This is another conversation with a bartender. And this evening, y'all, look, man, we talking about celebrities with liquor brands. Man, look, it's a lot of celebrities out there that got liquor brands that you ain't never heard of before. You know, it's celebrities out there, man, that have wineries, that have distilleries. It's celebrities out there that's doing it real big right now. So I just wanted to highlight some of the celebrities that's doing things in the distillery business, the winery business, the alcohol business itself. And these are some of the people that you never even heard of before that's making moves. People that's behind the scenes that's making moves. People that's in front of the scenes that's making moves. So I'm going to count down to our celebrities and their liquor brands or wine brands. So if y'all ready, I hope everybody doing good tonight, man. You know, this is another episode of Conversations with a Bartender. So, man, I'm excited. You know, it's just another night for me. More work. You know how I go. You know, putting in work, trying to come up with content and trying to do your best to give people a good show. And this is what I do, you know. So this is what I do, man. So we're going to get right into the show. So I hope everybody kick back, kind of listen in, tune in, and see what you like, you know. So for a long time, y'all, celebrities, you know, they can do anything, so it seems. Those may be known for acting or directing or singing or like that. They may be well known enough, they can turn their intentions or lend their names or almost any enterprise. Clothing lines, perfume, athletic shoes, food products. They do it all, man. Restaurants. And then there's alcohol. So over the past couple of decades, countless film, TV, music stars, athletes, they have bought into the idea of buying vineyards or alcohol brands, in that manner, investing in spirits, investing in vineyards, chateaus. It's crazy because everybody want them a little piece of something right now. You know, everybody see the lucrative opportunity and then they want to put their name to something right now. In more recent years, people like Dwayne Wade, John Legend, some of those guys have gotten to the wine business. So it's kind of crazy, man. Even the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and her husband, they own about 6 acres in Napa Valley vineyard. But they don't make wine, they just grow grapes. So they're not making wine or anything like that. They're just growing grapes. Even Donald Trump. Yeah. Even Donald Trump. So he bought out the Klug Estate Winery and started making winery in Charlottesville, Virginia back in like 2011. I don't even know if he's making wine right now or not, but that's what they're doing. I think it's under his son name or something like that, but it's crazy. So wine is a popular beverage for celebrities who get involved with it, though some prefer to lend their names and investment dollars to vodka. They tend to stay right around that vodka, whiskey, tequila brands. Look, the first celebrity back tequila, in fact, goes back to many decades, though they didn't brand it with their name's legendary crooner, Bing Crosby, is the first comedian, actor, singer to brand a liquor. He backed the tequila, basically. So in years to come, it's been a whole bunch of celebrities, man, to back certain alcohol brands, certain wine brands. Just kind of depends, you know, on their flavor. But starting out, y'all, I'm gonna give y'all the list. So some of these people that I researched, never even heard of before, but we gonna talk about them anyway, just to give y'all a little bit of information about them. And so tonight, y'all, also, I'm not mixing up any drinks tonight. I'm actually coming straight with the podcast, so you already know what I'm doing. I'm actually drinking some wine tonight. And tonight, y'all, I'm actually drinking some Malbec. Some Almas Malbec 2019 vintage. Not bad. Actually on the spicy side. Mm-hmm. Fruit forward, but definitely on the spicy side. So, hey man, that's what I'm drinking tonight. So I don't know what y'all drinking. I don't know if y'all even drinking anything tonight, but that's what I'm drinking tonight. You know, it's only right if I have a little drink. So that's what it is, man. So look, kicking off, number one on the list. Now, this is not a ranking list to say these are the number one liquor or wine on the list. This is just the list saying that this is the first person on the list. But if y'all remember the group, now I don't know if y'all remember the group. Some of y'all do. If you up age, you remember the group, the band group, AC/DC. Now, it was a rock group. I never really listened to AC/DC, but I've seen all their t-shirts, all the signs and everything. But they are a rock group that's from Australia. So they partnered up with their home country, Wallburn Estates Winery, back in 2011, and released a series of wines named for some of their biggest songs, among them Highway to Hell, Cabernet, Hell's Bells, Sauvignon Blanc, and Back in Black, Shiraz. They're said to have collaborated with winemakers in creating the brand. They have also lent their name, collaborative talents, to German-made AC/DC Premium Lager Beer, AC/DC Thunderstroke Tequila, produced by the Tequila Finos Distillery in Jalisco, Mexico. So AC/DC. Next up, we have Mr. Dan Aykroyd. So those who don't know, Mr. Dan Aykroyd is an actor. Been acting for a long time, man. He's been on some of everything, to tell you the truth. Saturday Night Live, Coneheads. That was Mr. Dan Aykroyd. But he actually have the brand Crystal Head Vodka. So if you've never seen this vodka, it is the vodka that has a skull head. It's basically a skull head vodka. So he collaborated with the artist John Alexander, who designed the skull-shaped bottle. The Canadian-born blues brother and the Ghostbusters has the spirit distilled in Newfoundland. Filtered multiple times in final stage, passes through time sterile diamonds, spiritually charged semi-precious quartz crystals. I didn't even know Dan Aykroyd was born in Canada. Ain't that something? Wow. So you learn something. Look, that's why it's so good to read, to be able to read and to learn things, because I ain't know Dan Aykroyd was born in Canada. But moving on to the next list, to the next spot, number three, Mario Andretti. Look, man, if you don't know, and if you look, I'm in my 40s, So I grew up around the time that Mario Andretti was doing this thing on the racetrack. So I know you heard his name called out a lot. The Italian-born race car driver. He a legend, man. He a legend. He has the Andretti Winery. So you know a lot of these guys are into that winery, man. That wine, man. So that's what they do. And he made different wines. He have about a 53-acre vineyard up in Napa Valley, man, where he producing a lot of wines. So it's crazy. You know, he partnered up with Joe and Tony, the former CEO of Kmart. So, you know, it ain't nothing but paper. They have that Tuscan style winery. So they're making some great wines over there, to tell you the truth. So next up on the list, you got Antonio Banderas. So if you don't know, you gotta know who Antonio Banderas, especially if you was around in the 90s, late 2000s. He was pumping out movies like crazy. So back in 2009, he bought 50% interest in a 10-year-old winery in Spain called Anta Bodegas, where they was pumping out a whole bunch of wine. So he took control of it, man. Turned it around because it wasn't doing so well. Turned it around, invested, made things happen. Now he pumping out great wines out of that area, out of that region. So big ups to Antonio Banderas, you know? So, next on the list, we have Miss Poltergeist herself, Miss Drew Barrymore. And she had Barrymore Wines. That's crazy. Look, man, when I was reading up on her, she got over 75 movies, man. Like, she been putting in some time, man. And, you know, she is the character from, well, the actress from E.T., if you don't E.T. phone on. She the one that was playing that role. Not playing that role, but she was in the movie, man. But she makes Pinot Grigio, Pinot Noir. I mean, some rosé. She doing a thing over there with her winery. Doing big things. So big up to Drew Barrymore. Moving right along, number six, we got Kenny Chesney. Now, only thing I know about Kenny Chesney is he's a country singer, I guess. That's all I know. He out of Houston. He make rum. Blue Chair Bay Rum. That's his brand. He making rum right now. Man, I don't even know what to say about his rum, but I guess he make a lot of spice rum. He make coconut spice rum, key lime pie rum. Never heard of that. Key lime pie rum. That's interesting right there, to tell you the truth. But his distillery is in Barbados, West Indies. So he making that rum. So if you don't know, rum is a Caribbean spirit that's made from sugarcane and molasses. So a lot of Caribbean areas produce rum, so I guess that's why he would be in Barbados. So number seven, look, and this is the famous one. A lot of people drink this right here because I guess of the name and who produced or who is have their name attached to it. But number seven is George Clooney and Randy Gerber. So, and their liquor brand is what? Casamigos Tequila. Now, I've had Casamigos a couple of times. I haven't had it a lot. I've had it a couple of times. It's pretty good tequila. Don't get me wrong. Spicy? Yeah. Definitely salty? Yeah. Have some caramel notes to it? Yeah. But it's good tequila. So him, so George Clooney evidently partner up with Cindy Crawford's husband to make this Casamigos tequila. And they busting it out because I come across guys who actually tell me that's all they drink, or that's only type of tequila they drink is Casamigos. So big name, big ups to George Clooney. He doing his thing right now. Him and Randy Gerber, whatever Cindy Crawford husband name is, that's what it is right now. But Casamigos. So, all right, moving right along. Let's keep it moving. Look, man, another person on the list that you probably never even thought of, but Danny DeVito has a limoncello. Now, if you don't know what limoncello is, a limoncello is a liqueur made, a sweet tart liqueur made from lemons and vodka, basically. So it's a mixing liqueur, of course, but he hooked up with a couple of people and basically wanted to start making limoncello. So that's what he did with Sorrento lemons from Italy. So, bam, Danny DeVito got a limoncello. That's crazy. Danny DeVito got a limoncello. But moving right along. So next up. Now, this one right here, I think some of everybody know about. They either done drunk it before, they heard about it in a song, or something, but we got Mr. P. Diddy, Sean Combs himself with the Ciroc vodka brand. Now, Ciroc is a French vodka made from grapes. Now, this is a brand that P. Diddy has become the brand manager and chief marketing officer of, okay? Now, he has other people under the brand that endorse the brand. You got Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre. They endorse the brand. But P. Diddy has 100% control of the U.S. marketing and advertising of Ciroc. That's crazy, yo. That's crazy. Like, he got total control of that, man. That's when you say he calling shots, shot caller. That's what he doing. He's shot calling right now, like with Ciroc. If you in control of the marketing and advertisement of the U.S., you really doing it. That means you know how to sell Ciroc. Basically, you know how to sell Ciroc. All right, so big up the P. Diddy, Sean Puffy, Combs, whatever you want to call them. Next up, y'all. So, this is a dude, man, that I really don't care too much for. A lot of people like him. They say he the new Jigga of this era or whatever, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to reserve that. But next up is Drake. Drake has a Virginia Black Whiskey launched in 2016. He collaborated with another Canadian rapper, and they got up with the entrepreneur Brent Hawking, who got up with De Leon Tequila, and basically got together and made this whiskey. It's a blend of several bourbons, of high rye content, and made this bourbon. This whiskey. Now, I heard the whiskey was pretty good. I don't know. I never tasted it. I wouldn't mind tasting it just to see what it tastes like, but I heard it was pretty good. We'll see. I don't know. Big up to Drake, though, with his Virginia Black Whiskey. we'll see how it tastes ride through. You know what's so funny? They just named it Virginia Black, and it's not even out of Virginia Black. So, hey, ain't that something? It's not even out of Virginia. But anyway, next up, I believe that's me. But anyway, now next up is Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is a famous singer. If you around my age, you damn sure heard his name before. You probably heard some of his songs, but never even known if it was him or not. I don't know. We don't know. But Bob Dylan make Heaven's Doors, which is a whiskey. They wanted to make a collection of American whiskeys and tell a story about Bob Dylan and his brand. So they launched a bourbon and rye brand, and back in 2020, out of Nashville, and it's been doing great so far. So they want to tell a story about his brand, Bob Dylan, with the guitar. So you already know, man. Big ups to Bob Dylan and his music and his whiskey, okay? But next up, y'all, we got Mr. Ernie Els. Now, if you a sports person and you done listened to ESPN a couple of times, or you watch ESPN, you done heard Ernie Els' name on ESPN. He is a golf pro, okay? And actually, he's a South African golf pro. Some people don't even know he's from South Africa. They don't even know that. But yeah, he is from South Africa. And he founded a winery. And it's a premium winery. He brought in a German investor. And they basically started this winery. And started selling wine. Doing his thing, Ernie Els. Not too much on it, but he got some wine. I think it's called the Els. So that's what it is. Ernie Els got some wine. Shit. So next up, big up to Ernie Els and his winery. But next up is the singer Fergie has a wine. Fergie has Ferguson Crest. And you know, if you don't know who Fergie is, she is a former member of Black Eyed Peas. She was the lead singer, of course, the pretty white girl that sung on that nobody could believe that sung like that. But she done had some times where she done messed up on some live joints. But anyway, she has a winery back in 2006. Her father got a winery basically, and had a winemaker, John Tinsley, started making Rhone style wines, including Syrah, Cabernet Sauvignon, Petit Verdot, Grenache, making all that. So she doing it on all sides, man. She getting that music money. She getting winery money. Damn, like, really? Like, seriously? And then at the same time, man, Fergie is also a minority owner of Volley 305. And if you don't know what Volley 305 is, it's a vodka owned by Pitbull. So Fergie, she doing the damn thing for real, for real. All right, so next up on the list, we got my man that I watch all the time on TV is my man Guy Fieri. Now, he got Hunt and Ride Winery. Everybody know that Guy Fieri is a restaurateur. He hosts a show, a couple of shows or whatever. But he worked with a winery in Sonoma County, Davis Wines. The winery actually is named for his son, Hunter, and Ryder. Man, he planted vineyards, instituted organic farming methods on the property. I mean, just put his own touch to everything, laid it out. Now he's producing some great wines. So big up the guy, Fieri. You know, the guy with the white guy with the spiky hair. So big up to him. We already know that's what he's doing. So moving on along. Next on the list, I don't even know how many we done already. I can't even keep up. I think we done about maybe 20. I'm not keeping up, but next on the list is Mr. Wayne Gretzky himself, the great one. So if you don't know who Wayne Gretzky is, he is the greatest hockey player that touched the ice. He has Wayne Gretzky Estates in Lake Ontario, Canada, border from the U.S., produces high tricks worth of alcoholic beverages. Man, he produces a lot of different grown grapes in the Ontario area across the country. He also does rye beer, lager, whiskey. Damn, Wayne Gretzky, you doing a lot. I ain't know he was doing it like that. That's crazy. That's crazy. Didn't know that. All right, so moving right along, y'all. We're going to go to the next one. My man, Nick Jonas. So Nick Jonas got a brand, Villa One Tequila. Now, back in August, he launched Villa One Tequila in partnership with fashion designer John Vervatos in the same Mexican distillery that produces AC/DC's tequila. So all these guys kind of collaborate with each other or whatever, but it is a different style of tequila from the AC/DC tequila. This is more smoother, laid back tequila, a more hipper, younger tequila than the AC/DC tequila. So big ups to Nick Jonas doing this thing with Villa One Tequila. We get it. All right, next up, y'all, is a hip-hop legend. He is a great one. He is the man. Everybody know him as Mr. Jay-Z himself. And we know he got the Armadale, the Douce, Cognac. He got it all. He doing it. Probably known as Ace of Spades. I mean, just, man, he doing it. I've drinking a couple of times. I'm gonna give you my real grip and honest opinion about that. It's hard, man. It's hard to me. Some cat told me that it's good to them, but it's hard to me. It's harder than Hennessy. Like, I'm just not a fan of that hard stuff anymore. I'd rather, you know, take a little taste of the bourbons now. It was a little bit more subtle than that strong cognac, you know. I mean, but that Douce is strong to me. Don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure a lot of people like it. But I just can't, you know, I just can't get with it. But at the same time, Jay-Z, look, man, this dude is so much of a businessman that he actually have ownership in the international spirits firm Bacardi. So, like, come on, man. Like, how much can you own? The dude is doing it so much, man. That's when you know you just big time. You know what I'm saying? You know, you big time. So, then we get to the big man himself. You know, the man that we grew up idolizing. The man that got all the rings. The man that got the dunks. The man that got all the moves. The man that I want to be like Mike. So Michael Jordan, he got the Sincoro tequila. So if you didn't watch, so like I was saying, Michael Jordan, the NBA legend, he teamed up with Los Angeles Lakers owner Jeannie Buss, Milwaukee Bucks owner Wes Edens, Boston Celtics owners Mike Grossbeck and Grossbeck's wife Amelia Fazzolari to launch the new premium tequila brand. Jordan designed the unusual bottle with the angled punt and the crystal stopper. The partners say they tasted more than 1,000 tequilas to settle on the taste profile they wanted. So Michael Jordan's still doing things, man. Look, tequila. So if you didn't see the joint with Michael Jordan, the shows about Michael Jordan when he was sitting down and they was interviewing him, he had a glass of the tequila right there beside him. And everybody wanted to know, was that rum? Was that whiskey? Was that bourbon? Nah, that was some extra Añejo tequila that he made. That's why it was brown. It was brown because it was aged in some oak barrels. So Michael Jordan got it going on. So big up to Michael Jordan and all the other owners that's doing their thing. So next up, we got Adam Levine and Sammy Hager. They got Santos Puro Mezquila. So my thoughts, when I first hear this, Mezquila, it got to be some type of mezcal or tequila. So I see that it is some type of mezcal. Damn. Okay, so they really doing it right now for they tequila. I mean, they doing it big right now for they mezcal. I'm sorry. I don't really mess with that. I rather drink tequila, but oh well. All right, so look, then you got next up on the list, you got my man, look, and he just lost. He just got his ass beat. But oh well. My man Conor McGregor got proper number 12 Irish whiskey. You ought to know he has something, man. Look, he from Ireland. He the real deal. He feel like, you know, the hardcore fighter. So he got a whiskey that he promote. I guess it's pretty good. I mean, it's selling out in stores, they say. So they can't keep it in stores in the U.S. So I'm thinking it's pretty good. But then next up, you got you got Marilyn Manson, which you ain't heard nothing from Marilyn Manson in years. I ain't heard nothing from Marilyn Manson in a long damn time. He fell off the scene, but evidently he got some type of liquor brand, Macinte, which is a powerful liqueur flavored with wormwood that was once banned in the U.S. Distilled versions first approved in 2007. He collaborated with the project with Marcus Lyon from Absinthe German. And I guess he's selling it. I'm not even for sure. I really don't know, but never heard of it before. Don't even drink that type of stuff anyway, so it don't even matter. But next up on the list, we got Mr. Dave Matthews. Now, if you ain't never heard of Mr. Dave Matthews, the Dave Matthews Band. He been around for a minute. I know he done did a couple of shows in Raleigh where I'm at. I mean, like, sold out every place he done been to. So he doing it big, but he got the Blenheim Vineyards and the Dreaming Tree. See, you learn something You learn something every day, because I drink Dreamin' Tree. And he actually has something to do with Dreamin' Tree wine. So that's crazy. And then I didn't know Dave Matthews was born in South Africa. You learn something new every damn day. Ain't that something? So evidently he bought some property back in Charlottesville, Virginia, back in like the early 90s, sometime in the 90s. And he made a winery out of it. He made a vineyard and a winery out of the property and started making wine. I mean, this is crazy. You just never know, man, what people are doing behind the scenes, you know? I mean, you really don't know. But big up to Dave Matthews. Big up, big up, big up to Dave Matthews. Doing it big. So, next. I would have never thought this person would have some type of, be linked to some type of liquor, alcohol, or whatever. But next up is Yao Ming. Yao Ming on the list for Yao Family Wines. So in Shanghai, I guess he, man, the Bourne basketball stats, Napa Valley wines aren't cheap. The Cabernet Sauvignons especially range in price from $95 to $258 a bottle. But famed wine-centric Robert Parker called them actually brilliant. Yao told his winemaker Tom Hendel, formerly of Flowers Vineyard Winery, that he wanted to produce a rich, balanced reds of the kind of he'd come to know that at Steakhouses of Houston during his career there with the Rockets. So basically, he wanted those reds that remind him of his time when he was at the Rockets, while he was at those steakhouses after the games, eating dinner or whatever, drinking that great wine. He wanted his winemaker to make those wines, you know, sort of similar to those wines in Napa Valley. So that's something. Yeah, never would have thought that, but hey, that's crazy. All right, so next up on the list, you got your man Pitbull. So you know I referenced earlier that Drew Barrymore had a little part in Pitbull's vodka, but Pitbull, the Cuban American, Armando Christian Perez, is his government name. Has Volley 305 Vodka, which I guess some other celebrities have a little small take in it, but it's a vodka distilled from Florida corn, and it's said to be between 25 and 40% lower in calories than other brands. Singer Fergie also has a stake in the company. So Fergie, Drew Barrymore, man, so I guess a couple of people have a stake in the company. So now we getting down to, you got Ryan Reynolds, the actor. He have Aviation American Gin that's born out of Portland, Oregon. He has a gin. Then you have Sting. Sting have actually a wine. Winery, a whole estate where he make wine, olive oil, honey. He do it big, him and his wife. Then you have Jason Priestley. If you don't remember Jason Priestley, he was the guy from 90210. But he have Black Hills Estate Winery. I told you, these guys in the wine big, man. Like, wine is where it's at, you know? I mean, it's where it's at compared to a good bottle of vodka where you can get maybe for $21 a good bottle of vodka, I say Tito's, compared to a great bottle of wine, which would be $85 to $100 on their standards or even more. I mean, why not be in this field. I mean, why not be doing that? I mean, I don't see why not. I would too. So moving right along, you got guys like Channing Tatum, the actor. He has born and bred vodka, which is a vodka that's distilled in Driggs, Idaho. West Bubba fuck somewhere, of course. But he has that vodka. Then you have Justin Timberlake, who has Swaza 901 tequila. I actually like Swaza. Swaza is actually pretty good tequila to mix with. So Justin Timberlake has that Swaza vodka he's been messing with for a while. I get it. Some people didn't make the list. Of course, you have people like Lil Kim, who have a vodka. You have people like Nicki Minaj, who have a vodka. You have Jermaine Dupri, who have a vodka. You have Ludacris, who have a cognac. The list goes on and on. You have John Legend, who have some wines. Dwayne Wade, who have wine. You even have Sadat X from the group Brand Nubians, who have a wine. So it's a lot of cats out there who have different liquor and wine brands. So I respect it, man. I respect it totally. You got to get it how you can get it. And if that's one way, if you like drinking wine or liquor, and that's the one way that you can see it come up, shit, why not? You know, that's, I respect the game totally. So good night, y'all. Like I said, this is strictly about letting people know what celebrities represent vodka. Well, not even vodka, but liquor or wine brands that's out there. So if you're interested in picking up some of the liquor or wine from some of these celebrities, go pick them up. Go try them out. Let me know. You know, comment. Let me know how they taste it, because I damn sure want to know, you know? So, but yeah, man. So like I said, this is Top Notch Bartender, Conversation with a Bartender. And this was strictly about just conversations about celebrities who have a wine and liquor brand. Hopefully I can get there one day, have my own wine and liquor brand. I do see that in the forefront. So hope for me. But like I said, if you want to hear good conversation about wine, liquor, spirits, everything in between, check me out. Conversations with a Bartender. I'm here. You can find me on Anchor. You can find me on Spotify. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on IG. Tune in, like, share, everything. If you have a way to comment, please comment. Let me know how I can do better. This is another episode of Conversations with a Bartender, and I am Alvin Majette, better known as Top Notch Bartender, and I'm out. Peace up. A-Town down.